19:28-37. After this, Jesus, knowing full well that all was now finished, said to fulfil the scripture, "I thirst." A jar full of sour wine stood there, so they put a sponge full of sour wine on a hyssop branch and held it to his mouth. When Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished," and he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Since it was the day of preparation, and so that the bodies would not remain on the cross on the Sabbath, for that Sabbath was a high day, the Jews asked Pilate that their legs might be broken, and that they might be taken away. So the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first, and of the other who had been crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. But one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and at once there came out blood and water. He who was borne witness, his testimony is true, and he knows that he was telling the truth, that you may also believe. For these things took place that the scripture might be fulfilled. Not one of his bones will be broken. And again, another scripture says, "They will look on him who they have pierced."
Do you ever find yourself wondering when something like that happens, why did that happen? What has gone wrong? You lose something really important and you think, why can't I find it? You promised Mum and Dad you really wouldn't do that again, and then you do and you think, why did I do that? Why won't my friend hang out with me? Why is Dad sick? Why have I been forced to run away from my country and leave my family? Why can't I get it right? Why has our friend Tom died? Why is there a war in Ukraine? Why has God let this happen? Well, listen, if we've experienced bad things, none of them has been as bad as this. It's Good Friday, and Jesus is nailed to a cross. And he dies. Jesus, who was only ever kind and loving, is killed. His body is put into a tomb, and it seems like he is gone. So here's our big question. Why did Jesus die? Is it a terrible accident? Why has God let this happen? Well, we're going to follow the reading that we had from John. You might want to keep that open in front of you on page 906. Did you notice that three times Cameron read for us that something happened to fulfill the scripture? Verse 28, to fulfill the scripture. Verse 36, that the scripture might be fulfilled. Verse 37, another scripture says, the Bible tells us that Jesus died for a reason. So let's find out what it is. Jesus is hanging on a cross to die. His lips, his mouth are parched and dry as he hangs in the open air. There's no water, there's no break. Jesus is thirsty because he is a man dying on a cross. And so Jesus calls out in verse 28, "I thirst, I'm thirsty." Well, we can understand it, of course, can't we? Of course he's thirsty. He's hanging on a cross. But look what it says. It says, he said it to fulfill the scripture. Listen, if you're a young person, a very young person, you've been sat there for a long time and you feel like you need a fidget, now is a really great time to get up because I need your help. So if you need to move your legs, do stand up. Around the room, I've hidden some bits of scripture, and I want you to look for my first one. At the back of the room, you will find a scroll, a paper scroll, with a number one on it. So if you need to get up and move your legs, now's a great time to stand up. Head to the back, and I'd like you to look for my first scroll. Can you see if you can find it? If you can find my paper scroll, bring it to the front, and we're going to see what the scripture says. Somebody's got it. Brilliant. I need two people, because I need two people to hold it. Ben and Luke, can you come to the front and hold that? Fantastic. Let's unfold that and see what it says.
But Luke, can you, Luke?
Brilliant. Katie, if we can have it on the screen as well. Here it is. Here's what the Old Testament scripture says. We read it earlier, written hundreds of years before Jesus was born. I am poured out like water. You lay me in the dust of death. Thank you, boys. You can go sit down if you want. Take that with you. Jesus is poured out like water. All of his life is poured out like this. Not a drop left. So he's thirsty. And the people who stood there, well, they put a bit of sour wine on a sponge and they hold it up to his mouth for him to drink it, but they haven't really understood what's going on. Jesus is being poured out, but who is doing the pouring? You see, Jesus says, it is finished. And then he dies. But he doesn't just die. He gives up his spirit. He says, it's finished, it's completed, I have done it. And he chooses to die. Nobody is forcing him. Even on the cross, nobody is forcing Jesus to die. He dies on the cross on purpose. Jesus chooses to die. To be poured out for you, for me. Nobody forced him. We can thank Jesus because he has died for us on purpose. He chose it. But why would he do that? Why did Jesus choose to die? Well, looking down at verse 31, we can see, listen, the day after Jesus dies is a special day. It's a holy day. And so the leaders who've ordered him crucified, well, they don't want bodies hanging on crosses, spoiling their holy day. So the soldiers go and they break the legs of the men being crucified, so they'll die quicker. But when the soldiers come to Jesus, they find that he is already dead. So they don't need to break his legs. He's died already. But the Bible says this fulfills scripture too. Here's your second chance if you need to move your legs. My second piece of scripture is hidden on that side of the room. So if you need to move your legs, stand up, go see if you can find it over there. Bring it to the front if you can. I want two people to hold it if you can spot it. Oh, I've hidden this one better. So Aidan and Miles have got it, I think, or Aidan and Ned. Brilliant. Bring that to the front, boys. Thank you. Who's got it there? Aidan and Miles. Fantastic boys. Thank you. Come stand out at the front. It's a short one. Can we have that on the screen as well, Katie? Here's what it says in Exodus. You shall not break any of its bones. Now listen, this is strange because this piece of the Old Testament is talking about a lamb. In fact, it's talking about how you're going to eat your roast dinner. But it's a lamb that is going to be sacrificed for the Passover meal. Listen, it's back at the time when God's people were slaves in Egypt. And to rescue his people, God's angel is going to pass through the land, bringing his judgment, bringing death to every firstborn son. Death is coming, but God makes a way to save his people from death. They sacrifice a lamb who dies instead. The lamb dies in their place, and they are rescued. The lamb dies, but they live, and God sets them free from slavery. Well, our Bible reading was John's Gospel, and right at the start of John's Gospel in chapter 1, John the Baptist sees Jesus and says, look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Jesus is our Passover Lamb. He dies to save us from death. Boys, thank you. You can go and sit down if you like. You know that feeling when something is coming and you wish that somehow you could get away from it, maybe avoid it somehow, any way you could get out of it? I know a few of you have got GCSE exams and A-level exams and university exams coming, and maybe you feel just sometimes like somehow you could get out of them or avoid them, or perhaps someone else could take them for you. I hope you don't feel that way too often. But we all face death. We all face death. One day we will all die. Isn't there some way we can get out of it? Any way to avoid it? Any escaping? Can't somebody else do it for me? Yes. Yes, they can. Jesus has. He died to save us from death. Listen, if that's true, it is amazing. No one else has done that. No one else could do that for you. But how is it possible? How can Jesus's death save us from death? Well, we will all die. And the Bible teaches us that when we die, we will stand before God. But here's our problem. We all do things we shouldn't do, say things we shouldn't say, think things we shouldn't think. And God sees all of that. So we will stand before God. We will stand before him covered in guilt and shame and regret, covered in the filth and the mess of our mistakes. How can we stand in front of a perfect and holy God like that? How can we stand? Well, Jesus died on the cross. And the soldiers take a spear and they pierce Jesus' side with it. And from his side flows out blood and water. Jesus is certainly dead. Oh, the soldiers have made very sure of that. But even the soldiers piercing Jesus' side with a spear is part of God's promises, part of what God has said would happen. We've got a third piece of scripture that John points us to. It's hidden down at the front. If people would like to come and have a look for it at the front, I've got one more to find. See if you can find it. Bring it to the front. If you need to move around, have a look. I don't know where it is. It's not those ones, Isaac. We've had those already. Yeah, nice try. It's been hidden too well, this one. Alice, you've got it. Oh, nicely done. I think you had some help from Mummy there. Would someone like to bring it to the front to carry? Who hasn't been? Ethan, do you want to bring that to the front? You grab that. And Seth, do you want to take it with Ethan and you guys can bring it to the front? Thank you. Seth and Ethan, bring that to the front and hold it out for us. Well, it's on the screen as well, even if it gets rolled up. Here's what it says in the book of Zechariah in the Old Testament. When they look on me, on him whom they have pierced, on that day there shall be a fountain opened to cleanse them from sin and uncleanness. On that day, when Jesus is pierced, when he dies on the cross, a fountain opens for washing clean from sin and shame and mistakes, from all the things that keep us away from God. Well, I don't have a fountain, but I do have a washing up bowl. Jesus died so that we can be forgiven, so that we can be washed from every wrong thing we have ever done. He takes our guilt. He takes our shame, our mistakes, our regrets, and he takes them on the cross. And Jesus washes us. He washes us totally clean. And so we will die. And we will stand before God, washed clean. We won't be regretting our mistakes. We won't be covered in the shame of what we've done wrong. We will stand in front of God, washed clean by Jesus. And we will be there forever with him. Why did Jesus die? Why did Jesus die? He died on purpose to save us from death by making us clean. Won't you love him? No one else has done that for you. We can always come to him and say sorry. Come to him and thank him. Come to him and say, "Why, Jesus, I don't understand this." Come to him and say, "Jesus, I love you. He saved us from death. He's made us clean, and we will live with God forever." Listen, in a moment, we're going to sing a song. It's got strange words. It says in it, there's a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. Might sound odd, but that's what we've been talking about. That's what Zechariah says. Jesus died, and because his blood was spilt, we are washed clean, and we will live with God forever in front of him. Before we sing, let me pray. Let's pray together. Father God, we thank and praise you for Jesus. Thank you that he died. He died on purpose, and it was his choice, and he did it to save us from death, to wash us clean so that we can be with you forever. Grow our hearts to love you more as we see what Jesus has done for us. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.